It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
I've been fishing with my dad since I was a little kid. He would always wake me up around 5:30. It would take me a minute to wake up and get excited, but he was already excited. I usually wore t-shirt, sweatshirt, but it was always nice to have a kind of water-resistant jacket. This jacket is very functional for fishing and outdoor activities like that. I can wipe off the dirt because it is waxed cotton, but it also, it kind of makes you feel slick. I kind of feel like today's the day. I'm going to catch that storytelling fish.
A message from the Cotton Board.
Well, right out of a Clint Eastwood movie, it seems like to me, but cotton market is following the script just as we had written the last couple of weeks, and as well as Eastwood's spaghetti movies. It's drenched in the good, bad, the ugly. It's like watching a fistful of dollars just drift away, and all a cotton grower can do because of his optimism is just hope for a few dollars more. Now, that's with apologies to Eastwood for those comments, but I've often said the market is a very tough taskmaster. She gives the test first, and she gives you the lesson second afterwards. But for whatever reason, we seem to make that same mistake time and time again, and we seem to be doing it again this time. Now, the weekly close, the front end, the March was a little bit higher finally, but the back months were just dreadfully poor again. Now, this week's USDA February supply demand report only sharpened the bear's claws, and it just prepares for another mauling in this market, pushing it down to about 55 cents is where I'm thinking we're going to see basis the ICE contract, or the front month in ICE. And I'm at this stage, I truly have to be saying, let's hope we don't have to get down into the very low 50s, staying in the kick them while they're down at a mode. We've been talking for over a month now about short crops having long tails, and it's coming to pass, and as it historically does. U.S. grower intentions of 9.1 million bales, 9.1 million acres in plantings this year. Growers are always optimistic. Growers are always positive, and that's a real plus. It's a real attitude changer for growers, but to me, unfortunately, I'm getting a definite feel that our acreage currently estimated at 9.1 million acres is going to be a little bit less than that. But in its February supply demand report, USDA reduced U.S. exports $500,000, and they parlayed that right into U.S. carryover stocks, increasing carryover stocks from 3.1 million bales up to 3.6 million bales. The world 2015-16 cotton forecast also included lower expectations of consumption and trade, as well as trade relative to what we saw last month. We saw consumption and imports reduced for China based on the continued sluggish demand there, and for Pakistan as well, based on the idea that with a lower crop there and the turndown that we're seeing in demand for cotton, that Pakistan would in fact see lower yarn spinning. But world consumption was lowered 1.3 million bales. The signals that many of us thought with respect to consumer taste and preferences and a turnaround for cotton goods by the purchases of the other consumer, so that's just entirely disappeared. While I indicated that the marketplace is a very tough taskmaster, it's also a very generous taskmaster. The market always gives us a second chance. It always has. We keep seeing second chances, and I think we'll have a second chance again. It's just we've got to look under this cotton tree and see if we can take advantage of the gift that's going to be there for us when it does come. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Let's get the market back up and, again, give that gift of cotton today. Thank you.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.